The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, all throughout the diocese, priests are going to be giving slightly abbreviated homilies because we'll call up the chairpersons for the one campaign to share a few words about the campaign. So, but for as for the homily, and actually last week I said I was going to give two homilies because we didn't have one last week. So next week, two plus a little extended version. The Pharisee, convinced of his own goodness, confident of his position in the temple, speaks an empty prayer to himself, and the prayer goes unheard. The tax collector, certain of his unworthiness, and yet believing more in God's mercy than in his own sinfulness, has the courage to cry out, and he goes home justified. This summer, I was at a series of conferences with a group of priests, and the conferences were on the priesthood. And the presenter, the thing that I remember most out of everything that he said was this. He shared the thought of Cardinal Ratzinger. Cardinal Ratzinger was the man, the priest, who became Pope Benedict XVI. And in a book on the priesthood, Cardinal Ratzinger said this. He said, it is no coincidence that on the occasion when our Lord institutes the priesthood, at the night of the Last Supper, when he says, do this in memory of me, he said it's on that occasion that he says to the apostles, without me, you can do nothing. And Cardinal Ratzinger says the degree to which a priest comes to understand the truth of those words and lives according to them will be his power, his efficacy, his strength as a priest. So the degree to which a priest comes to know his powerlessness without Christ will be the degree to which he lets Christ in to work through him. And this is why someone like St. Paul can say at one and the same time, I am the least of all the apostles, the greatest sinner among them, and I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. For every single one of us, the degree to which we understand that without him we can do nothing, that's when we allow him in. And we discover with God all things are possible. St. Teresa of Lisieux, she said, God granted me many, many great graces. But the greatest of all of them was to know my nothingness. Mother Teresa, at the end of her life, her sisters were worried. They said, Mother, you know, you founded the Missionaries of Charity. How are we going to go on without you? What are we going to do? This is what she said to her sisters. If God managed to begin this work with such nothingness, then it will not be difficult for him to find someone who will continue it better than I. Every single saint came to understand that they were entirely dependent upon God. And so you can think the apostles, right? Our Lord sending them out to convert the nations. And what they encounter: failures, struggles, hardships. Over and over they must have been like, man, why did Jesus choose me? Right? He could have found somebody better. And every time they would fail, they would realize, I need to let go of myself. I need to die to myself. Our Lord can accomplish this in me. And it's what anyone who takes the spiritual life seriously must come to know. And sometimes people, as they go through a conversion, they'll come and they say, Father, I don't understand. I never knew I had so many faults. Father, what's going on? I finally am following God with all my heart, and I'm going to confession like never before. Is something going wrong? And I say, no, something's going right. The closer we journey towards God, the more we see ourselves in His light, and the more we realize how unlike Him we are, and what needs to be purified in us. And so you can know for certain if you are on the right path, if you are discovering more and more how much you need God. And I want to close with this. This beautiful quote that I came upon just 2 days ago of Saint Teresa of Avila. She said of our Lord, "This King only allows Himself to be taken captive by one who has completely surrendered herself to Him. This King only allows Himself to be taken captive by one who completely surrenders herself to Him." And we only surrender ourselves when we know that we need Him. We ask for that grace today.